A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father, he said to the disciples, "Very truly I tell you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but will tell you plainly of the Father. On that day you will ask in my name. I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I am leaving the world and am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. So, Jesus is God become truly human to show us the face of God, whom no one has seen and no one is able to see. We cannot see God and live. So the God who is love, we are told, loved the world so much that he gave his only Son. Yes, God wants to connect with us. It is said a lot these days that seeking the face of God has always been part of our human history. A human being is an unquenchable thirst. There is an irrepressible urge in our psyches that pushes us to seek after what is beyond, out there further, beyond our grasp. Yeah, we're unquenchable thirsts. We're never satisfied. Some of us don't know what we're looking for, so we seek to quench this thirst with alcohol or drugs or the lust for money or power, etc. We all know that story. But, surprise, it seems that God wants to connect with us even more than we with him. Long story short, this is why Jesus came. And in the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we see the Jesus who came to make visible for us the God we cannot see. And what do we see in Jesus? Not a vengeful God who judges and punishes, but one who heals and forgives, who eats with the outcasts and the sinners, who feeds the poor and cleanses the lepers. What his contemporaries see is a most attractive man who draws crowds but doesn't want to be king. In short, Jesus is an amazing man. But in today's gospel, we see something different. The context here is of the Last Supper, and these are his last words before he departs from this world to go to the Father. We've been hearing that every day lately. He is saying what he desperately needs to say before he leaves. He is leading us into the mystery. In other words, all that went before, all that he came on earth to show us, is only the half of it. There is so much more in store for us. He's introducing us, or leading us, into an astonishing truth that we are meant to be as intimate with God as he himself is. He says, "I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you." So this asking that he is talking about is for whatever we need to deepen this extraordinary relationship. In the last verse today, Jesus explains how he is one with us and one with the Father. He has come into our human world and become the friend of men and women. Now he leaves to plunge again into his relationship with God. It's almost like he can't wait to get back. To plunge into that relationship with the ultimate transcendent being whom he knows as Father. And he promises to take us with him. Wow. But who wants to live in a mystery? That's a burning question. I'd rather go out and play golf, maybe. If you're part of the privileged world, life on this planet is pretty good. Or if you're the rest of the world, you're experiencing hunger and violence and stupefying atrocities of every kind. You just want something to eat. But we all experience tragedy and sorrow and pain at some point in our lives. We need to know that there is ultimate meaning to our lives. We need to know that there does exist a truth, beauty, and goodness. A profound and fundamental happiness that we can be connected to right now and forever. We need it, and we need it now. This is what we should ask for.